Department of Sanitation is still out in full force with more than 2,000 workers, 1,700 plows, and other miscellaneous vehicles, including snow melters and slow spreaders, until we can pull out the ambulances, pull out the fire trucks, pull out the buses, pull out the private cars. The plows just can't do anything. Overnight, the teams were able to clear 168 ambulances. Some of them, unfortunately, got restuck. And as of 9:30 this morning, there still were 40 on the list. We are doing the best we can. I think that this city has pulled together. I don't think that we should sit around and think that the end of the world is here.
We really need to get back because we're opening a supermarket in New Jersey, and we're under construction, and they're waiting for us.
At the rate we're going, it'd be faster to run home at this point.
You got to love that last comment. That's optimism. Maybe you should just run home. Hey, everybody. America Tonight, the name of this show. Kate Delaney's my name, and, yeah, I know it's tough for some of you who are stranded on the East Coast, maybe listening to us somewhere, sitting in the corner of an airport, huddled, waiting for the good word. There really still is people that are trapped in some of these New York City airports. Yes, the airports reopened, but here's your problem. You had so many flights that were canceled on Monday, on Sunday and Monday. You have a backup. Now, what do you do if you have full planes? How are you getting all these people out? They really believe, between all the airlines, that everything should be cleared up by Thursday. Perfect. Just in time for New Year's Eve. It's not the only airport where there was a problem. We're going to tell you about that in a second. Also, a new poll out. You know, this is near and dear to my heart. The Wild Wild West. The regulation of the Internet. I don't think there should be any. If you want to talk about freedom of speech and liberties and all that sort of thing and why it's so great to live in America, the Internet is one of the places where you can go. And even if you're an idiot, even if you're a complete fool and you anonymously blog on and say different things in chat rooms or whatever, you can do it. And nobody has to pay attention to you. Or maybe you are a wordsmith and you are full of good ideas and you get a chance to put your words out there and maybe it actually multiplies. And the little theory that you've taken, whether it's about politics, whether it's immigration, healthcare reform, or whatever it might be, whatever you want to vent on, maybe that starts to form little ripples and you actually feel a tide coming on just because you pulled it all together and you put words out there. Maybe it's pictures, maybe it's YouTube, whatever. Well, you get my drift here. So I'm definitely not about red tape for the Internet. If anything, have none of it. You know what I'm for? I'm for getting the hackers. That's what I'm for. The other people who are killing us with these viruses that they attach the whole malware thing. Think of the industries that spawned. But that's not what's really got me up in an uproar. It's the whole FCC and the quest to do what they can to wrap their arms around what I say is the wild, wild west of technology, and I hope it stays that way. Let us roam on the range out there. I think that regulation, ultimately, what is considered just a little bit of regulation will get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and we don't want that. We don't want that. It's competition that can protect us more than anything else. Competition is good. I'm a capitalist. Give us that competition. Anyway, the latest Rasmussen reports from their national telephone survey that they do, that's usually how they cull their information, found out that, guess what, only 21% of likely U.S. voters want the Federal Communications Commission to regulate the Internet like they do radio and the tube. In fact, 54% are completely opposed to any red tape and 25% not sure. Probably means they don't know what it means. I'm not sure. Can you explain what that means? Anyway, the FCC voted to impose, remember, net neutrality regulations. This just happened, what, 2 weeks ago, a week and a half, ago, on the Internet world, right? And what does that mean? People keep saying, well, what does that mean? What does it mean? So what that means is it's the dipping the toe in the water, like I said, for the beginning of what could turn out to be much more regulation. Much more regulation. And you might not notice anything at first, and you might not really understand what's going on when you're talking about, you know, networks and what they own and what they're allowed to amass, let's just say. And what do you mean by the broadband? People get confused. What does that mean in controlling broadband and what's being charged, or ultimately what wouldn't be charged? That it would be across the board, it would be even. And that's where I think it gets confusing. That's why the free market is the best way to protect any of us on the internet. Regulation, to me, especially with what they could possibly do, what could they possibly charge, and what could possibly be promoted, would be scary. It really would. So the whole net neutrality thing, the whole regulation, the net neutrality regulations, I think just kind of got lost on people. But pay attention. This is important stuff. It's important stuff. And that's why I'm glad to see that the most important thing that voters are saying about the government's role, according to this poll, is just protect my individual rights. Protect my individual rights. Not mess with the internet. Don't jack with the internet. Well, speaking of jacking with the internet, I don't think that was the big concern with what we started with, and that's the plowing of the streets in New York. The New Yorkers are so upset about unplowed streets. They don't understand. Bloomberg, why can't we get this? Yes, we understand. 2 feet of snow has dumped on the city, has dumped in Manhattan and the other boroughs. But why can't something happen here? And Bloomberg keeps saying, it's the pace of it, it's the pace. People abandon cars. What can we do? We got to tow cars. We got to get cars out of the way. What do you expect us to do? You know how many plows they have out there? 1,600 plows. 20 inches plus. And that's how many plows that they have out there. And you've got people that are salting, and you have other people that are... they're working on the individual streets. You have firemen in Brooklyn and Queens that are trying to do what they can. And you have taxis that are just grounded because they're trapped under snow drifts or on impassable streets. And this is finally starting to turn around, but not fast enough, because, you know, you got people that are trying to get out of the city or trying to get into the city or whatever it might be. Now, here's what I would say. I have two words for the people who are trapped and they're living in Jersey or where else and they're trying to get into the city. Or let's three words. Call in sick. Call in sick. If there was ever a better time to do it, when you are snowbound and you cannot do it, why even chance it? You don't have to even make up some elaborate, crazy story. You must have the blues from coming off of a holiday. That happens to most people. You have a built-in excuse. A built-in excuse. Coming up, we're going to talk about Hawaii's governor wanting to reveal, shockingly, Obama's birth information. What's that all about? That's coming up around the bend.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hawaii stepping up and saying, and the Democratic Governor Neil Abercrombie saying he wants to find a way, that he's tired of this, and he wants to find a way to release more info about President Obama's Hawaii birth and get rid of all the conspiracy theories that he was born in Africa or some other place. Abercrombie was friendly with Obama's parents and knew him as a kid, and he said he's tired of all this nonsense about the president's citizenship. So now he's a newly elected guy, and he's going to ask the state attorney general's office what they can do to end the question about the birth certificate from August 4th, 1961. How about that? And I'll be curious what happens if they do produce one. See, this is the deal. Okay, so now he's friends with the family. He becomes governor. Hawaii's got these privacy laws. They don't allow the release of any certified birth certificates to anyone who doesn't have some kind of an interest, which makes sense. It's probably that way in a lot of other places, too. So Hawaii's health director said just a year or so ago that she had seen the original records and the birth notices, and two newspapers were also published as well. But the governor is saying people who know better that are trying to use this for political reasons, I'm sick of it. And maybe I'm the only one in the country that could look you right in the eye and tell you I was there when that baby was born. So he's on a quest to make this happen. And if that does happen, boy, I wonder if that backs off all the birthers who want to talk about whether or not he was born someplace else and blah, blah, blah. Because nearly all birth certificate information folks, people who are trying to get it from the United States with requests that come in from, like, let's say Hawaii residents, they say that the records are protected by statute in Hawaii. So when they get these phone calls from reporters and other people in the mainland about it, they don't give them, they ignore it. I mean, they will call them back initially, but they don't pay attention to these people that are constantly asking for the birth certificate. So he's saying he's sick of it. He's going to do something about it and figure out what it is he can do, and he's just going to release the information and put all of that to an end, right? Okay, listen, here's the deal. If you completely hate Barack Obama, or you like him, or you have no feeling about it, or you'd rather see a change, or you like a third party, or whatever, you're tired of politics are the same, the bottom line is, he's already been president for 2 years. That's not going to change. It's not going to change. So if they release this, I guarantee there's still going to be questions. I guarantee there's going to be questions about this. There's a reason that there's conspiracy theories. And I don't think it's just going to end. It's just going to stop. It's just going to be cut off. So this is a big story. What do you think, America? What do you think if that is uncovered and it's like, hey, here it is, the official, do you have your official birth certificate? You know, I was thinking about that today. I have mine. If someone was to question it, do you have yours somewhere? All right, so 800-259-5791. Do you say much ado about nothing, who cares at this point? Or come on, show them. Show us the birth certificate. Let's see it and let's put an end to this whole bloody thing. Let's go to Dan in Texas first. Hey, Dan.
Hello, Madam President.
Hello, Dan in Texas. How are you?
I am fabulous. I'm just doing great. Everything's just hunky-dory.
Good.
Now, about our boy, pardon me, I didn't mean to cut you off, darling, what you're going to say?
No, I'm listening.
Okay. About our boy Obama, or I should say our President Obama. I don't want to say the word boy. It has certain connotations, so I don't want to use that.
Right.
Our gentleman, Mr. Obama. And this governor in Hawaii. Hawaii has been known as a hardcore leftist state for more years than you can count. This guy is right out of the cookie cutter mold. He is an Obama sycophant. And this bull hockey about he knew his parents and all that crap, that's a crock as well. The guy would have been, 8, 9 years old. He'd have to testify to Obama's true birth. Look, you want to find out about his true birth? Go to Africa, to Mombasa, Kenya. Look up his real grandmother, his father's real mother. She said he was born in Mombasa, Kenya. And that's all I'm going to stick with. And this clown does not deserve to be president. He does not deserve any of the accolades he's been given. He's a very stupid man that has to depend on a teleprompter to get him by. And I'll be so happy when we get it straightened out exactly what he was for him, and we can throw him out of the country. I want this guy gone any way possible. Impeach him with his routines of trying to usurp the Constitution and become a little dictator. Whatever we got to do legally to get him out of office. This man is a disgrace. Okay, that's about all I got to say.
That was hardline Dan. I couldn't even step in on that one. So Dan says, look, the bottom line is for him, I don't like him. So whatever it is, ditch him. Whatever it takes to ditch him, let's do it. Here's the thing. I really honestly, seriously doubt there's no way this new governor went out and went on some big giant limb and said that if he didn't think he could get that birth certificate and say, okay, here, look, this is, I just want to show you this. This is the birth certificate. So, that's the end of that. Now, birth certificate or not, if you think that he's ineffective and he shouldn't be president or whatever, well, 2012 is coming up, and the key there is what are the options? Who's going to run? Because there's not going to be an impeachment thing unless something comes out that we don't know, that suddenly something's going to be on the earth that is just too juicy, too good, and too illegal that makes the difference. That's not happening. So the birther thing, to me, the problem with that whole deal is you don't want to go, when you get too much onto the fringe and you go jump too much on the crazy theory with not a lot of backup. You know, I love some juicy conspiracy theories, but and sometimes they prove to be right, and then you get the, aha, I told you so. Everybody thought I was a nut job, but look what this is. But this one, I think that I just don't think that this governor goes out and says that unless he feels pretty confident. Hey, look, this is the deal. I don't care what somebody said, or I don't care what this other attorney says that she pulled up or whatever. This is it. Here's the seal. Come and look at it for yourself. And this is, you know, this is the deal. To me, I say you move on from that. It doesn't matter. It's, we're already 2 years and counting in. So it would be a waste of too much energy to keep pursuing that. And if he's going to show the birth certificate, people who don't like Obama, people who think he's ineffective, whatever, it doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter where then at that point, right? Does it really matter? It's like Dan doesn't want him to be president. I think that the administration, especially in the last year, was ineffective, except for the tail end, a couple of the bipartisan things that happened. Well, the birth certificate is not going to amount to a hill of beans anyway. But I believe there's a reason why the new governor wants to jump into this mess. And there's no way the new governor would do that without knowing that he's got access to the birth certificate, or is going to get access to it, and he's going to be able to say, ha 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 ha, here you go, this is it, and he was born here, blah blah blah. But is that going to change the approval ratings or the disapproval ratings for Barack Obama? By the way, I'm going to throw this in quickly since we're running out of time in this segment here of America Tonight. I happen to see this, and of course we know this. We talk about numbers all the time, and we can count. So it's not really a surprise, but the 111th Congress, which just wrapped up, I know you know this, was the most expensive in history. Most expensive in history. Yeah, do you believe it? What was the debt? I mean, the debt was already there, so it's just clicking up even more. But what was the actual number of the debt? I like have to just pretend I don't know what it is because I don't want to hear anymore. I keep thinking, forget anything at the end of the rainbow for any of us. I hope there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there. $3.22 trillion in new debt is what it was. Whoa, that's insane.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Setting the agenda this week is the layover week. I said this in the previous show. People are off. People are chilling. I'm sure half of the people in the audience are off and doing something exciting. Hopefully they're not at Sugarloaf and they weren't almost the crew that fell off of that ski lift. Did you hear that story? That was crazy. Eight people fell on the ski lift. Line snaps. Poof. They're lucky there was fresh snow there. There's still some people in the hospital, but it could have been a much bigger disaster. Then there were people that were stuck, and they had to be lowered down from the ski lift. Ooh, that's the second biggest mountain in Maine. When I think of the location, it's about 100 miles outside of Portland, and it's a great place to ski, so... And this is their crowded time of year when people are in that layover week. It's the holidays. They're off. They took the time off. The kids are off. Boom, they're skiing. And that's where they might have been when that happened. All right, anyway, I'm not trying to get off the path that we've gone down and jump onto a different colored trail. But a couple of times a week, we hear from everybody's favorite grandpa, Roger Madden. Here he is.
It is truly an irony of history that 65 years ago, the country that brought Europe to its knees and nearly destroyed its future, should today be the country that may propel Europe into a future of peace and unlimited prosperity. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. The 27 member countries of the European Union are currently in a fiscal crisis. These countries have adopted the euro as their currency, but have currently refused to support its value by maintaining domestic spending at unsustainable levels. They have done this with the unwarranted expectation that the European Union will ultimately come to their rescue should more euros be needed to satisfy their voracious creditors. This spending has been used to provide a cradle-to-grave cornucopia of benefits, rich retirements, unlimited health care, unlimited unemployment benefits, subsidized housing, subsidized transportation, and months of vacation, holiday, sick leave, and personal days. It has now come to an end, and many of these 27 member states are careening toward default and bankruptcy. There is only one country among the 27 that has the economic power to place a brake upon these profligate children, and that country is the Federal Republic of Germany, the country that 65 years ago was responsible for the deaths of 60 million Europeans and created so much destruction on the European continent that you could figuratively stand on a chair and see all of it, is now admonishing its fellow members, demanding that the spending stop, and most important of all, is willing to bail them out if and only if they put their fiscal houses in order. There is, however, one unresolved issue that the 27 EU members face besides the reduction of spending, and that has to do with the citizens of their own countries. Will they be willing to accept the necessary austerity that Germany demands? The children of Europe, who are now crying in the streets, will have to grow up, and quickly. For Americans, it is a sight to behold as they watch Germany leading the children of Europe to adulthood and a promised land. Will wonders never cease? This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
He's right about the EU and those 27 countries and what we're seeing happen with what's going on with the euro. And you look at the countries that have, the people that have taken it, for lack of a better word to describe it, in the shorts, and they are taking it on the shorts. So we look at our dollar, and it gave me a moment to pause and say, oh, yeah, the Treasury prices are dropping after a very weak five-year auction. And we've got copper hitting a new high on a very weak dollar. And what's going on with the supplies? And what's happened is a strong Chinese currency and threats of supply disruptions have caused us to be in this situation where you've got stuff like copper futures that are, you know, that are going through the roof, I'll call it. The volume is maybe a little bit below what the normal deal is, but it's still there. It's still hitting record highs. And of course, we know gold is at 1406 or somewhere in that neighborhood. I want to say 1406. Silver, platinum, all of the commodities are seeing some big gains, and it's for fear over what's going on, certainly part of it, with the dollar. And we see the ridiculousness of what's happening in the EU, and it is a cautionary tale, to say the least. And what's going to happen with it's odd when you think of construction as a major consumer of copper, right? And what was it I read the other day about a fifth of a ton of the metal that's used in a typical U.S. home. So what does that mean for the housing market? Yeah, the way you can interchange all of this and the way you can follow it, starting with commodities and looking at Chinese currency and looking at even Shanghai copper closed at 290 yuan. What does that mean? Well, for a ton, it's 69,000 yuan. So the People's Bank of China fixed the daily midpoint versus the dollar just shy. And then here's what they fixed it at. They fixed the dollar at 6.6252. So that's just a little bit beneath the 6.6239 hit back in November. And it's the strongest midpoint they've had since July of 2005. So you have to watch what's going on with the Chinese currency. getting back. And that's a whole nother thing. It's a whole nother thing to talk about the Federal Reserve and whether or not we think they're printing money without realizing how much money they're printing or without telling us how much money they're printing or what's going on with the dollar. To be clearly, the Federal Reserve needs to be audited. I think Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas, when he started to talk about this, not recently, but years ago, he was dead on right. We need to know what's happening with the currency, for goodness sake, and the controls that are on that currency, no doubt about it. I always say at the top of the show that we zig and zag all over the place, and we certainly do that. When we come back into our next segment, we're going to check the emails, because shockingly, even though we're in this kind of dead zone week, a lot of you must be occasionally checking into what we're doing, because I'm getting all kinds of emails about a lot of it about sports and what's going on, including the fact that you have Iowa beating Mizzou in one of the bowl games, the Insight Bowl, and this was one of those back and forth deals. And I only saw a few, to be honest, because I was watching, of course, the Eagles and the Vikings. What a lame game that was for Philadelphia. I didn't really see much of this game, a little bit. I saw a little bit of it because, you know, these bowl games go on forever. But, I mean, ultimately what happened is it was a freshman kid, and I love these stories, a freshman fill-in, a kid named Marcus Coker, who ran for 219 yards and two scores. And it was a big win, obviously, for Iowa, 27-24. You got to have some, you know, this is that whole, and I know people are listening to us, certainly in Iowa, and there's probably people who went to school in Iowa, probably a lot of people that went to school in Missouri who thought that they were going to nab this because of how the nature of how it's going back and forth. As much as I want to see a playoff system in college football, the bowl game means something to you when it's, certainly when it's your alma mater. And I still think some of the bowls could be part of a system where they had, you know, where you have a playoff system, you could still incorporate the bowls because this is part of the money that is the payout in the bowls, I think, is what college football doesn't want to lose. We know there were people watching this. So Missouri seemed like it was going to get the best of Iowa, and they were able to roll up a whole lot of yards. It were 500 yards. And even had a bowl record for passing from the quarterback Gabbert, but it didn't matter. See, that's, you know, you've got these records, but in the end, the final score, what happens? The final score is the second longest interception, and that's it. And all the fans go crazy. There was like 54,000 fans or close to 54,000 fans there, and it ended up being Iowa's night to take it. And certainly we have just scratched the surface with some of these bowl games that started at the beginning of December, really. And now you're getting into the meat of it. You're getting into some of the bigger bowls, and then ultimately the championship bowls. We swing into the new year. And I'll tell you, the one I'm curious to see, I'm very curious to see what is going to happen with TCU. And maybe it's because our satellite facility is in Texas, but boy, there's a whole lot of people in Texas that are very excited about what those Horned Frogs might be able to do. And some feeling a little glum that the Horned Frogs aren't at the big game, aren't at the Fiesta, but still they'll be there for the Rose. All right, hang through. Coming up, we're going to check those emails. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. We'll be right back.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I wonder what the governor of Pennsylvania, Ed Rendell, with his big comments about how we're all a bunch of wusses because of the snow in Philly that led to the Tuesday game. I wonder what he's thinking now. He makes all these great big statements that make news. That's how you know it's a very weak week. Because the governor says, oh, it's the wussification of America that we can't play in these snowy conditions. And then his team, the Eagles, lose to the Vikings when they have a chance to get a bye. You got to be kidding me. After those extra days, that's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Let's go to Rick in Mississippi. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate. How you doing?
Mississippi. Oh, you're in Mississippi.
I'm in Mississippi. Y'all hang out.
I got it. In Biloxi. I like Biloxi. You're in Biloxi. Cool.
You're hanging out to Beau Rivage, or whatever they call it.
Beau Rivage.
Beau Rivage.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? There's let me ask you about a place there. Have you ever been to a barbecue place called The Shed?
I've seen it, but I haven't been there.
Yeah, you know, it's not super expensive. It's good.
Yeah. I've seen the signs for it, but I haven't been there yet.
Yeah, it's good. You got to go.
Yeah. I get time. Yeah. Counting all my winnings.
Okay.
Now we're going to change the field up to the city of sissies now, because if it snows, they can't play football, you know, a bunch of sissies up there.
Well, forget the snow. They can't play football, obviously. They couldn't beat the lowly Vikings with a guy named Joe Webb as a quarterback.
Yeah, I just showed he should have been playing all along. Brett Favre go a long time ago.
Yeah, maybe Brett Favre's done. This has got to be it. He's got. And then they're going to make that ruling on everything that happened with that Jet girl, the girl that was on the sidelines with the Jets. They're going to make a ruling by the end of the season, so who knows what that's going to be. But, yeah, I think this is it.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't understand why they canceled it anyway, because everybody else plays in snow, bad weather.
Well, they were saying they couldn't even get to the play. It was, like, impossible to even get to the stadium. It was that bad, and they didn't have, with all the snow plows and everything else, they couldn't. It was such a crippling effect with the snow drifts. They just couldn't do anything to get it all up in time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought maybe because of the snow, they decided to change it. The mayor was worried about safety and all that, but I think they could still play it anyway. Anyway, it wouldn't matter. I think Eagles about none for anyway. So.
Well, the Eagles didn't play very well. They didn't. They don't deserve the bye the way they played.
No. I think they're going down. So peak and they're starting to go down now. So.
That could be. They could be getting exposed. There's some weaknesses, and it starts with coaching.
Yeah. But, just down here on vacation. I'm having a good time.
Good for you. Are you having fun?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're trying to win some money.
Trying to win some, yeah. Not yet, but I'm trying.
All right, just be careful around those craps tables.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the excitement is, but boy, those dice can turn on you in a second.
Well, I just set a limit for myself, and if I lose so much, that's it, you know.
Yeah, good for you. That's what you do.
I don't go hit the ATM machines or write another check or anything.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest problem, Rick. I think that's what people do. You just think, if I could just do, you know, one more. Just give me one.
Yeah,
one more good roll. One more. And that's what happens. And then you get sucked into that. You're right. Go play with a limit. That's it. And you have a much better chance to... You have a much better chance to be successful, but I'm already telling you what you know. Hey, Rick, enjoy the rest of your time in Biloxi.
You take care.
You too. Let's move from Rick to a couple of other headlines, things that are making news that we probably haven't filled in here as we get to the tail end of another big hour on America Tonight. And mostly what's happening in this week is what people do. They talk about what to look for in 2011. What are we going to be talking about in politics? Because, you know, each and every night we go to Washington. What are the heavy things that are going to be at the top of the agenda? We mentioned that a little bit the other day. Of course, the budget is one. Immigration is supposedly going to be on the front burner this time. And health care is back. Is there going to be a push to repeal either some of the elements of health care or just health care across the board? The law that's slowly being put into place. And the answer is that all of that's going to come up, but it's a question of the timing. Certainly the money thing has to be up first, or has to be one of the things that is tackled first, because you're talking about the government, and the government would have been shut down if they hadn't had that extension, but that extension is for 10 weeks. So at some point doing the math, with the way that you've got grandstanding and all this maneuvering back and forth in different committees, it would have to be one of the first things that is tackled. Immigration, I bet, might be talked about in committee. It gets talked about in committee, but I think ultimately that gets pushed back probably a little bit more. And health reform becomes a thing that health reform and the new law and whether it should be repealed or elements of it should be repealed becomes very, very big. In fact, so big that we're going to Washington and broadcasting a couple of shows to talk about families and health care and what this all means and what do some of the elements of health care reform mean for all Americans cost-wise and coverage-wise and whether you're older, younger, somewhere in between, single, married, have kids, you know, how it's different for everyone across the board. So that a lot of that is being talked about. Resolutions are being talked about because it's the typical thing we do as humans. What do you want to do? Well, if you're Rick, who's in Mississippi, win more. Win some money heading into the new year. But it's the same thing. If woman or man, get in shape, look better, feel better, whatever. Get a better job or get a better side job or make more money on my side business or step into my business or one of a plethora of typical things that people say. One thing that's not typical is what's happened to the people because of the weather in the East Coast. You had a lot of people that were bumped from flights who are still waiting to get out of New York, who are waiting to get out of maybe Philadelphia or Boston. Some of those flights I heard, though, were a little bit better. But the travel mess could actually, and I was surprised by this, some people are saying the travel mess could actually extend into the new year. What I heard is that pretty much by Thursday or Friday, the hope was it would all be cleared up. Depends on the amount of people traveling now trying to get on these flights that were bumped and the flights coming in. Maybe somebody's going somewhere for New Year's instead where they've got a long New Year's weekend booked versus Christmas. A lot of times people will stay home for Christmas, but they'll take off for a longer weekend then. And that could be certainly disastrous. Yeah. And here's another thing that was brought to my attention today because I used one of these stamps. Does anybody actually go to the post office anymore? Because I had family visiting. I went to the post office. They were mailing a few things. And I noticed those forever stamps. You know, I have a bunch of them shoved in a drawer somewhere because it's so rare that I'm mailing anything. But these new postage stamps, it's always interesting what they put on the stamps. Reagan is coming out on a postage stamp. And then Wally. Remember that movie Wally? How does Wally get on a postage stamp? Can someone tell me that? Okay, Reagan I get because he was the president. So in February, they're coming out with a stamp on the 100th anniversary of his birthday. That makes sense. Okay. But Wally, how does that happen? Who comes up with that idea? You must have some kind of pull. Isn't Wally as a movie? Was it that big of a movie? Did I miss something? Was I sleeping when they made this decision? Who do you think sells? Who do you think gets stamps for Wally? A handful of kids? I'm thinking they may have some of those left over. I don't know. Just a thought. President, movie, president. Get it?